Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome aboard. We have a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. COVID virus is just going out there, right? Right. It's out there. Anyway, visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. So far in this impending doom we have here, total confirmed in the world is 3,139,000. Total confirmed, 1,000,000. Total confirmed. What does that mean? Oh, world cases, U.S. cases. I'm sorry. You know, it gets a little dicey out there when you read these little charts. So let's see. World cases, 3,139,000 in the United States. The big word on the coronavirus is 1,013,000. That's it. Total deaths in the United States, 58,368. Total deaths in the world is 218,000 out of a population of 7.7 billion people. I want you to run those numbers. And I'm just using these numbers. You know, God only knows how many numbers of people have died of other things that are being counted in this case right now, right? That's the other thing. In some states, let's check out. I got the little map here. Let's see if it works. Oh, here we go. Okay, Colorado so far, we've got 706 deaths in Colorado. Connecticut, 2,089 deaths in Connecticut, hit hard. District of Columbia, 190, you know, it's Washington, D.C. Delaware, where Joe Biden lives, 137. Florida, I'm sorry. 1,154. Georgia, 1,026. Hawaii, 16. Now, you would think with there's total cases of 607. You would think there would be more than that there. Iowa, 136. Idaho, 58. Illinois, 2,125. Indiana, 908. Kansas, 124. Now, keep in mind, these are small states with small populations, really. Kentucky, 213. Louisiana, 1,801. Small population. Massachusetts, 3,153. Maryland, 1,016. Maine, 51. Michigan, 3,567. Minnesota, 301. Mississippi, 239. New York has, Nevada. How many has Nevada got? We'll try that one. Well, New York is 17,638. And Nevada has 219. Ohio has 799. I mean, and again, I want to go to Texas. They have 690. And let's go back up here to California. California, total deaths so far in California, 1,809 out of 40 million people. I want you to do the numbers. Okay? If we had a map here for the influenza, that number would be greater than that. And that's what you heard Dr. Erickson. You know, they took that YouTube down. I think we reported that. Right away, it was on Laura's show Monday night. They took it down. YouTube, right in her show, took it down. So that's enough of this guy. Of course, Tucker had played it before that. And, boy, they were on his show. YouTube said, you know, none of the, see, and everything is guidelined by the World Health Organization. We're involved with a globalist takeover, guys. A globalist takeover. Yep. We're going to prove it to you also. So you just hear it. I mean, they're just outright telling us now publicly that they're trying to take over the United States and how evil Donald Trump is in this whole process, right? Now, which basically explains why we're having this extension of this problem with the coronavirus, because they want to make it last. They want to make this good crisis last and manage it. So we're being managed right now by, you know, by the elites, by the Gavin Newsoms, by the Cuomos, by the Pritzkers, all these guys, and Murphy, that's the other one, Murphy out of New Jersey, right? Murphy out of New Jersey, managing the problem. So how does it feel to be Saul Alinsky and Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels? Friedrich Engels. Oh, he's kind of an interesting guy. Engels is the guy who Nancy Pelosi's best friend in the House. Same name as like Friedrich Engels, spelled the same way too. They've got to be related. You know, I know somebody said to me yesterday, because I brought this up. Somebody said to me yesterday, said, "Do you think they're related?" And I was saying, I said back to him, "You know, I think they. I have to check it out." And I haven't checked it out, but it is an interesting. Wouldn't that be interesting if he was related to Engels? He's from New York. I can't remember his first name. He's from New York, and he's the guy who introduced Nancy Pelosi when she was introducing a House Concurrent Resolution 353, which is called for Agenda 21. This is back in October of 1992. So that's what the end game here is. You see, this is the totalitarian endgame they're playing out right here, right now, that you're seeing in all this forced march business going on. And why are we putting up with this? This is totally unconstitutional. Totally unconstitutional. But yet everybody's being compliant, putting on the mask. I didn't see many masks. I went out and did a lot of being out yesterday in my little neck of the woods, and I didn't see hardly any masks, anybody wearing them. So I guess it's just not a fashion statement any longer, right? As they would say, not a fashion statement. I'm just shocked by the whole thing, aren't you? I mean, I would say to you, if you're not shocked by this, then there's something wrong with you. Something for sure. I'm going to get up Breitbart right now because there's an article that somebody just texted me, and I, you know, this is the kind of stuff we do all the time. Said, oh, okay, here comes the flashing screen again. Shock, de Blasio threatens New York Jews. Oh, okay, all right, here we go. De Blasio, see, we're moving around, and they said, the text came in and says, Cuomo, de Blasio. So, okay, this is fitting with the same thing. Same mentality out here in California. De Blasio, shock. De Blasio threatens New York City Jews. Rabbi's funeral, unacceptable. Personally crashes it. Zero tolerance, he says. Quote, the time for warnings has passed. No cops. Shame for crowds watching Blue Angels. Oh, the Blue Angels were there yesterday. And I guess the Thunderbirds were too. They were sort of paying homage to everybody in New York. At the same time, there was a rabbi that was being buried. I guess they broke it up. We're going to get into this because this is like the fourth thing that's happening that I've been talking about out here in California that Governor Newsom has planned for everybody over the weekend. Rounding up the usual suspects.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
keys on doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Bill de Blasio, NYPD will arrest Jewish mourners violating social distancing. Isn't that interesting? Violating social distancing. This is from, so no wonder they said, check out Breitbart on that one. Because there's a corollary story we're going to get to here. And we'll do it this hour, which is in California. Mayor Bill de Blasio promised to arrest Jewish mourners not adhering to social distancing. Decrees not adhering to social distancing decrees following Tuesday's funeral for Rabbi Chaim Meretz in New York City. De Blasio took to Twitter with his threat of a zero-tolerance approach against violations of the city's social distancing directive, ostensibly as responsive measures to the coronavirus outbreak. Something absolutely unacceptable happened in Williamsburg tonight, a large funeral gathering in the middle of this pandemic. When I heard, I went there for myself to ensure the crowd was dispersed. And what I saw will not be tolerated. Okay, I'm getting excited. Will not be tolerated so long as we are fighting the coronavirus, wrote de Blasio. He added that my message to the Jewish community and all communities is this simple. The time for warnings has passed. I have instructed the NYPD to proceed immediately to summons or even arrest those who gather in large groups. This is about stopping the disease and saving lives. Really? Over your constitutional rights? The constitutional rights don't stop here, Billy Boy. He goes on and says, we have lost so many of these last 2 months. Plus, I understand the instinct to gather to mourn. But large gatherings will only lead to more deaths. The Yeshiva World reported that de Blasio went to the funeral with New York Police Department officers to break up the crowd of hundreds that turned out for the Meretz funeral. Freddie Goldstein, de Blasio's press secretary, derided the funeral procession as absolutely unacceptable. De Blasio's comments came on the same day as an air show put on by the Blue Angels and Thunderbirds in tribute to medical professionals dealing with the corona outbreak. New York Post reported, the New York metro area blew off social distancing Tuesday with hundreds packed shoulder to shoulder to catch a glimpse of the Blue Angels and Thunderbirds as they roared overhead in a tribute to coronavirus frontline workers. Bad timing here. I mean, this guy's like a little dictator, right? Well, we've known that. He is a communist. What's wrong with you guys? Photos from throughout the world show large crowds jammed together in waterfront parks and venues in New York and New Jersey looking skyward for a glance at the famous jets. There was little local officials to do to stop them. De Blasio did not threaten the gathering onlookers of the air show with arrest. Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? I'm going to tweet that. I got to tweet that. This is just too good. Okay, now I'm going to go to, where am I going to go to next? I'm going to tweet and then I'm going to Facebook that. Talk about a dictator, right? Heavy emphasis on dictator. All right, we get to get the coronavirus thing. Time for warnings. No, okay, let's see. There's another part to this. I want to see. Tell surrogates I was cleared by New York. Okay. Biden campaign, right? Sex charge. Abrams, New York Times found Reed's accusations not code. This is the whole thing with Biden. I'm so over that kind of crap. Let's just get over it. Reports early intel warnings. Okay. They're just playing games with this whole thing. They're going to keep this thing going with the coronavirus as long as they possibly can. And it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And for them, actually, because everybody's, you know, not going to be sick. Like what's happening out in California. Nobody's sick. 40 million people You know, this is no different than literally these doctors, as you probably have heard, have just been maligned like you can't believe, and from strange places. And by the way, some of the criticism that I've heard from these so-called health experts, it's like, man, did you even listen to these guys and read the article? And do you even understand about virology? It's from health experts. I'm not going to say who. I mean, I'm like shocked, actually. But so-called health experts are just kind of like, wow. Wow. Yeah, the YouTube censors video of doctors calling for reopening. These two guys. I got Dr. Erickson. I don't know the other guy's name. I'm really sorry. Artin Masihi. Dan Erickson and Artin Masihi. That's his name. They operate out of an urgent care clinic in Bakersfield, and citing fatality statistics in California, the doctors argued that the Chinese virus has proven less deadly than anticipated. Okay, these guys, I really like the way they did this. And I really like the way, I really like the way they handled it on Fox News, both with Tucker and with, Tucker and Ingram and Hannity all did the same kind of thing with them. And brought up the same kind of facts. You know, Hannity's got this whole thing with Washington, D.C. going on over there. He's done a fantastic job. Those three have done it. Listen, I was never, when Laura Ingram started on the radio, I didn't like her. She was conservative. I just didn't like her. And then, I don't know what happened. She just got better. And that's what happens in radio. You just get better and better and better as you keep going. And, you know, I was kind of shocked to see her make that leap over to TV, and she turned out really, really good. It was really interesting. Anyway, it says, listen to what, this is their argument, and this is my argument, and you've heard this from me, but now you're going to hear it from these guys again, and we played their video. We might play a little bit more of it, too. But because we did not save it. This is, you know, normally I save these videos that I think, well, YouTube's going to take them down. And I put them in a different format, you know, like Vimeo or something like that. And so I have them that they're controversial. I didn't do it this time. And when I went to the screen, actually, after Laura's show, not after, but just before, and I was looking at it. And I thought, I'm going to go to, we pulled the video out and put it on Agenda 21 Radio. And I went to it and it said violation of the YouTube violation. And I'm like going, wow, you've got to be kidding me. And this is what their statement is. I'm going to hurry up here. We have 39.5 million people. If we just take a basic calculation and extrapolate that out, that equates to about 4.7 million cases throughout the state of California. Said Dr. Erickson, which means this thing is widespread. That's the good news. We've seen 1,227 deaths in the state of California with a possible incidence or prevalence of 4.7 million. That means you have about 0.03% chance of dying from COVID-19. That's what I've said. The doctors made their... Now, listen, when you extrapolate it by the population of the whole world, that's another figure, another extrapolation. The doctors made their case in a 50-minute press conference, which was uploaded to YouTube. The Google-owned video platform has since taken the video down, replacing it with a message stating that the content violated its community standards. And they came out with a big thing. I read it. A big statement. It was just a bunch of jumbled words. They have no excuse here. These are two guys who work in the field talking about the science that they do and the practice that they do in real life, you know, situations, life and death, and seeing what works, what doesn't work, and what the numbers really truly are. And one of the things that they're concerned about is herd mentality. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this antigen antibody thing. We'll be right back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take to
today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. These guys, you know, these guys getting all mixed up. We're going to play a little bit of this clip in... I get, you know, Rasim, is that his name? You know, this is, Artin Masihi. Okay, Artin Masihi, Artin Masihi. This, you know, show prep, I usually do this kind of stuff. You don't see this, you don't hear this, but I'm doing show prep right before your very ears. You know, I'm really sorry, Artin Masihi. But Dan Erickson and Artin Masihi. You got to, you know, listen, you know, I'll tell you, when I first started teaching, and I realized just, you know, what a mixed bag of students, names we had to deal with all the time from all over the world. I mean, just this is never ending for Americans. If you're in America, you're going to have all these kind of crazy names, right? Okay, so this is the video, and here we go.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody, for coming out. We've really wanted to come together today and kind of just talk about what we've learned over the last couple months here at Accelerated, and really talk about what's happening in Kern County with our testing, what's happening in California with the testing, and kind of an ER physician entrepreneur perspective on what's going on, and kind of what we think the approach should be going forward. And Dr. Masihi and myself have been dealing with this, as you have. I'm sure you guys are working from home. You're sheltering in place, you're isolating yourself, and we want to talk about if that still makes sense. So we want to kind of take everything we've learned and throw it against the backdrop of who we are. You know, we both have had extensive classes in microbiology and biochemistry and immunology. We've studied this for each of us 20 years, and we take everything that we're and we put that against that backdrop and say, does this make sense? Are we following the science? We keep hearing following the science. What is science essentially? It's the study of the natural world through experiment, through observation. So that's what we're doing. We're studying the disease around us. We're making observations. We're doing testing, experiments to figure out exactly what's going on. And so this has caused some accelerated as we have people coming in 7 in the morning till midnight. We're reporting to the health department. We're calling patients back. And at the same time, our volumes have dropped significantly. The hospitals, their ICUs are empty, essentially. And they're shutting down floors. They're furloughing patients. They're furloughing doctors. So the health system has been evacuated in certain places. In New York, the health system is working at maximum capacity. In California, getting rid of our doctors and nurses because we just don't have the volume. The hospitals don't, as I've met with their CEOs twice in the last week, and we don't as well. So we're busy with paperwork for COVID, and we're all focusing on COVID. And so one of the things I'd like to talk about is when I talk to ER physicians around the country, what's happening? Well, because COVID has become the focus, people with heart disease, people with cancer, hypertension, and various things that are critical are choosing not to come in based on fear. So what that's doing is causing the health system to focus on COVID and not focus on a myriad of other things that are critical because we don't have the staff there. And the major component is fear. People are saying, I don't want to go get seen by my doctor. What if I get the COVID? So there is a lot of secondary effects to COVID that aren't being talked about. And so we'd like to kind of look at how we've responded as a nation and why we responded. Our first initial response 2 months ago was a little bit of fear. We decided to shut down travel to and from China. These are good ideas when you don't have any facts. We decided to keep people at home and isolate them. Even though everything we've studied about quarantine, typically you quarantine the sick. When someone has measles, you quarantine them. We've never seen where we quarantine the healthy, where you take those without disease and without symptoms and lock them in your home. So some of these things, from what we've studied from immunology and microbiology, aren't really meshing with what we know as people of scientific minds that read this stuff every day.
Yeah. And you see, this is, I am a science guy, taught it for a long time. And none of it's meshing. You quarantine those that are sick, not those that, their excuse is you quarantine those that aren't sick so you won't spread the virus. And that is exactly opposite of what you do if you want to develop the herd immunity. He's going to talk, I think he's going to talk here in a minute, about the antigen-antibody relationship and how you can have a good immune system, how your immune system develops. And I brought up the said principle, specific adaptation to imposed demands. It's an anatomical, physiological statement. If you exercise more, your body will, go through the said principle. You'll have specific adaptations to the imposed demands. So the heavier the workload, the stronger you're going to get. That's the specific adaption to the imposed demand. And the same thing works with your immune system. The more you're around other people's, other viruses, and you live in a soup of viruses and bacteria and molds and smuts and everything else running around in your air. Everything you walk around in, that's the way it is. Your body's bombarded with tens of millions, hundreds of thousands of bacteria and viruses every single day. Yet you don't die of every one of them. How many times can you die in one day with all those viruses hitting you, right? That's a fact. What happens when your body does that, though, it builds a stronger immune system, so much so that it kills these viruses off if it penetrates the skin or gets in your eyes. Most viruses, by the way, come by of the eyes, not the mask. Yeah, that's kind of a problem. But I want to see if he can get into this a little bit here.
Every day. So that's kind of how we started. We don't know what's going on. We see this new virus. How should we respond? So we did that initially. And over the last couple months, we've gained a lot of data. Typically in Kern County, for instance, we've tested 5,213 people, and we have 340 positive COVID cases. Well, that's 6.5% of the population, which would indicate that there is a widespread viral infection, similar to flu. We think it's kind of ubiquitous throughout California. We're going to go over those numbers a little bit to kind of help you see how widespread COVID is and see how we should be responding to it based on its prevalence throughout society, or its the existence of the cases that we already know about. So if we look at California, these numbers are from yesterday. We have 33,865 COVID cases out of a total of 280,900 total tested. That's 12% of Californians were positive for COVID. So we don't, the initial, as you guys know, the initial models were woefully inaccurate. They predicted millions of cases of death, not of prevalence or incidence, but death.
That was 25.5 million is what Newsom reported, and that there would be at least 2.5 to 3 million deaths. Get it? That's what he means there. Where's that? And does this, what we're living through now, with Gestapo tactics, warrant protection from life? We'll see.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
That is not materializing. What is materializing in the state of California is 12% positives. Well, if we have 39.5 million people. If we just take a basic calculation and extrapolate that out, that equates to about 4.7 million cases throughout the state of California, which means this thing is widespread. That's the good news. We've seen 1,227 deaths in the state of California with a possible incidence or prevalence of 4.7 million. That means you have a 0.03 chance of dying from COVID-19 in the state of California. 0.03 chance of dying from COVID in the state of California. Does that necessitate sheltering in place? Does that necessitate shutting down medical systems? Does that necessitate people being out of work? So that's California, and that's I also wanted to mention that 96% of people in California who get COVID recover with almost no significant sequelae or no significant continuing medical problems. So those are important statistics for the state of California. 2 months ago, we didn't know this. So I'm going to bring it to light now because we're sharing our own data. This isn't data filtered through someone. This is our own data. We found 6.5%. And then California has found 12%. So the more you test, the more positives you get, the prevalence number goes up, and the death rate stays the same. So it gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And as we move through this data, what I want you to see is millions of cases, small amount of death. Millions of cases, small amount of death. And you will see that in every state. And since we're talking about following the science, we're going to follow the statistics and follow the science. So I want to look at New York State. They've been in the news a lot, right? And their numbers are critical. Let's go over their numbers. Cases of COVID as of yesterday, 256,272 cases in New York State. Not New York City, New York, the entire state. A total of 649,325 tests. That's 39% of New Yorkers tested positive for COVID-19. That's their ratios. This is public data online. You can all look it up.
39%
of the people were tested.
39% of New York State.
Right.
39% of New York State, if there's 20 million people there, would be close to 4 million.
Which is likely, they likely have 7.5 million cases in New York.
I just want to get that clarification.
Yeah.
It's not 39% of every New Yorker. It's every New Yorker who's been tested.
Right. So we extrapolate data. We extrapolate data, we test people, and then we extrapolate for the entire community based on the numbers. The initial models were so inaccurate,
But in those initial models, a lot of them were based off if we did no social distancing.
Right.
Is that correct? So is it really fair to say, obviously they're not as bad as they were because those were based on alternative scenarios?
And some of them were based on social distancing and still predicted hundreds of thousands of deaths, which has been inaccurate. So in New York, the ones they tested, they found 39% positive. So if that's indicative, and they tested 649,000 people, that's a massive test. That's accurate data, 39%. So if they tested the whole state, would we indeed have 7.5 million cases? We don't know. We will never test the entire state. So we extrapolate out. We use the data we have because it's the most accurate we have versus a predictive model that have been nowhere in the ballpark of accurate. So how many deaths do they have? 19,410 out of 19 million people, which is a 0.1% chance of dying from COVID in the state of New York. And they have a 92% recovery rate. If you are indeed diagnosed with COVID-19, 92% of you will recover. So we're seeing millions of cases, small amount of death. Millions of cases, small amount of death. And the reason I'm making that point is because we're going to compare this to flu and say, is this significantly different from influenza A and B? And if not, why has our response been what it is? USA, this is a big one for us. 802,590 cases as of yesterday. We've tested over 4 million. If you guys have studied globally what's happening, that's double what any other country. Germany's at 2. I realize their populations are lower. But the fact that we were able to ramp up and do 4 million is pretty impressive, which gives us a 19.6% positive out of those who are tested for COVID-19. So if this is a typical extrapolation, 328 million people times 19.6 is 64 million. That's a significant amount. Similar to the flu. If you study the numbers in 2017 and 2018, we had 50 to 60 million with the flu. And we had a similar death rate. In the deaths in the United States were 43,545. Similar to the flu of 2017-2018. We always have between 37 and 60,000 deaths in the United States.
That's the flu.
We told people the truth changes every 2 hours. Because it was. As the data moves, as we do our own testing, I'm giving a different answer now than I would have a month ago. Because I understand the progression of disease in this area. I also understand the progression of disease elsewhere because I look at their data. I don't have to live in Manhattan to watch their disease process, to watch how many positives in the community, and to understand how diseases spread. For instance, nobody talks about the fact that coronavirus lives on plastics for 3 days, and we're all sheltering in place. Where'd you get your water bottles from? Costco. Where'd you get that plastic shovel from? Home Depot. Those are fomites and carriers of disease. So you take your family sheltering in a place that you think is safe, and you're taking fomites with disease that they've shown that lasts 3 days. Are you really protecting yourself from COVID? Does that make sense to you? It doesn't make sense to me. And if I swabbed things in your home, I would likely find COVID-19. And so you think you're protected, but you've got fomites coming from, you know, Home Depot and Lowe's. And it's okay for us to be mingling in those situations, but we have to not go to work. It's okay for us to go to Costco, but not to church. Do you see the lack of consistency here? From a microbiological, immunological standpoint, that doesn't make sense. If you're going to isolate people, you need to put these all down, because that's how the fomites are being transferred. When you go to Del Taco and you get a plastic bag or piece on your burrito from someone not wearing a mask who's just wiping their arm on your thing, do you think you're protected from COVID?
No. No. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back. And welcome back on Agenda 21 Radio. A couple of things going on here, maybe playing big into what we're going to talk about. Liberal Catholic paper slams Cardinal Timothy Dolan for praising Trump. But another one, and we're going to be talking about this next hour. Despite Gavin Newsom, Newport Beach decides to keep beaches open. Oh boy. In your face, baby. And of course, they got a nice little picture here of Corona Del Mar. My favorite running place, actually. It says the City Council of Newport Beach decided Tuesday to keep the beaches open despite a rebuke from Governor Gavin Newsom that earned national media attention. Newsom had scolded beachgoers in Orange County and Ventura County at the start of his conference call on the state's fight against the coronavirus pandemic Monday, which featured reporters from both local and national media outlets. You betcha. You betcha. Calling the behavior of beachgoers an example of what not to do, Newsom singled out Newport Beach in particular, where people flock to the coast in the midst of high summer-like temperatures. Yeah, you go, surfers. We can't see the images like we saw, particularly on Saturday, says the Nazi. I'm sorry. In Newport Beach, said the governor. I'm sorry. But I'm losing it. Sieg Heil. Sieg Heil. I know nothing. But on Tuesday, the council decided to maintain its current policy with additional law enforcement to ensure social distancing. A news release from the city read the following, if I can get it here. The city council has advised staff to maintain accessibility to Newport Beach coastline for exercise and recreation with a greater police and lifeguard present to more actively enforce social distancing. Good for you guys. Thank you very much, Newport Beach. I love you. Grew up there. Orange County, Ventura County have kept their beaches open despite a statewide stay-at-home order. Los Angeles County and other communities or counties have kept their beaches closed. They're more Nazi-esque. Sieg Heil, San Diego County, opened its beaches for exercise and fishing on Monday, though it left discretion up to local communities. Well. Just spoiling all the fun, right? He said he's going to come in with troops and stuff. I mean, yeah, there you go. Anyway, stand up, get out there, exercise your constitutional rights, all of them. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
Send out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN. American Exceptionalism News Network.
Okay, what was that guy's name again?